We saw on Tuesday that the Attorney General's office issued a first statement appealing for calm to the candidates, most importantly the opposition candidates, to avoid speech that can trigger violence. However, the second most voted candidate, Venancio Mondlane, is doing a parallel vote count, and he says that he won the election, and he broadcasts the presentation of his results in a Facebook account with more than 500,000 followers. So this is watched by hundreds of thousands of people, mostly young people. Then Attorney General issued another statement yesterday to say that he should stop to publish that result. So I think that was a trigger of tension which we see now. So Venancio Mondlane responded with a hard speech, accusing the Attorney General of being a propaganda unit for the ruling Frelimo, but also inviting young people to come out to the street for demonstration. That was yesterday evening. And today, Venancio Mondlane in the morning, he flew to Nampula province. He started demonstration with thousands of young people. Then there were kind of gunshot from the police, which tried to block the demonstration. And some people have been injured seriously, taken to hospital. The figures are not very clear. I'm not in Nampula, but according to Human Rights Defend, the journalists who are in Nampula, almost six people have been there. And Venancio Mondlane was rescued by his supporters to a place which is unknown now.
So you are saying that the independent candidate, Mondlane, is he okay at this moment? Do people know his whereabouts?
None. So there were a lot of speculation. Some people saying that he was rescued by Amnesty International to a kind of a safe house because he was surrounded by police and fearing on his life. Others saying that he was rescued by his supporters. However, until Venancio Mondlane personally come out and say where he is, I think there will remain speculations. Or until his political party, Podem, that support his candidacy, comes out and say where Venancio Mondlane is. Generally, Venancio Mondlane broadcasts every day a live stream on Facebook, but today he did not, this evening yet. So generally at 9 p.m. he broadcasts this live, updating the result and giving a speech, what he calls communication to the nation. So far, it did not happen this evening. So this increased the speculation about his location.
We have the report that the Election Commission has given preliminary results, giving Mr. Chapo the lead over 53%. And you are saying that Mondlane is rejecting these results.
That's true. Mondlane is rejecting these results, and he says he won the election. Adding to that, he says that he has got a copy of all the result sheets, and he will make all of them available through a Google Drive link. He said yesterday that his preliminary result from his own parallel vote tabulation shows that he won the election with over 75%. Well, in my understanding, that is very unlikely. In a modern democracy, it's really very difficult to win an election with over 75% without rigging.